Eat.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, April 25th. Currently with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is east at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.01. The dew point is 34 degrees, and the current wind chill is 33 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. In southwest Kansas, towns like Garden City, Dodge City, and Liberal offer more than just farming jobs.
A search for jobs in the area brings up hundreds of opportunities paying over $30 an hour. Electrical Wholesale Distributors in Dodge City is hiring an account manager for a salary of $65,000 to $90,000 a year. And Heartland Express is seeking a CDL 18 truck driver for a salary of $108,000 a year. Other options include store manager for Harbor Freight, measurement technician for Tallgrass Energy, and sales consultant for Ozone Roofing. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Governor Laura Kelly signed the Child Welfare Bill Monday that establishes the Gail Finney Memorial Foster Care Bill of Rights, outlining the rights of foster youth, foster parents, and family caregivers. The governor called Finney a warrior for children, particularly those from underrepresented and minority communities. The bill also strengthens and sustains an existing program that ensures every case of child abuse is thoroughly investigated. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced her veto of House substitute for Senate Bill 169, saying the bill, which would overhaul the state's tax structure to establish a flat tax rate, would cost the state $1.3 billion over the next 3 years and put public education funding at risk. Kelly also announced her proposal to spend the one-time budget surplus on a tax rebate of $450 for individuals and $900 for married taxpayers filing jointly. Kelly said her proposal for a one-time tax rebate provides relief to all Kansas resident taxpayers without exorbitant costs or putting funds for public schools in danger. Included in H-sub SB 169 is a 5.15% flat income tax, or a single tax rate applied to all taxpayers. And Kelly said middle-class taxpayers would only see less than $100 in annual savings from the flat tax. The Republican-controlled Kansas legislature vowed to override Kelly's veto. In their initial votes to pass the bill, the House reached the veto-proof majority, and the Senate came up 3 votes shy. However, 3 Republican senators, Chase Blassie, Carolyn McGinn, and Tim Schallenberger, were absent from the vote. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins said the overall package provides tax relief to all Kansans. If an override succeeds, all Kansans would pay a 5.15% state income tax starting after the first $12,000 for married couples filing jointly. The existing tax code has 3 brackets, ranging from 3.1% to 5.7%. Republicans and conservative advocacy groups contend the single rate makes the tax code fair for everyone and provides tax relief to all Kansans. Critics argue that a flat rate mostly benefits the richest Kansans and could throw the state's tax code into disarray. This year marks the 65th annual National Library Week in the United States, and this yearly celebration is a time to celebrate the important role that libraries play in strengthening our communities. To help the state library do just that, Governor Laura Kelly has declared April 23rd to the 29th Kansas Library Week alongside the American Library Association's National Library Week. Most people know about the wealth of stories available at the library, from picture books and large print to audiobooks and ebooks. However, there's so much more to the story of libraries in Kansas. From our state's library resources for government leadership and state agencies, the digital resources for all ages and interests, specialized reading materials for Kansans with a print disability, and support for librarians and educators, to the smallest or most specialized library in the state. There's something at your library for everyone. To celebrate, highlight, and uplift not just the selection of stories, but the people and places who bring them together for everyone, Kansas Library Week will focus on a different facet of library life throughout the week. On Monday, it was Library History. Today is Library Workers Day. Wednesday is Outreach Day. Thursday is Throwback Thursday, a time to highlight your favorite childhood books. And Friday is Bookface Friday. This statewide celebration of all things library would not be complete without a reminder to register for your state library e-card through your local library. And for more information or any questions, you can visit kslib.info/ask and get connected with a librarian by chat, phone, or email. Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 17, which updates the Kansas Reinvestment Housing Incentive District Act, or RHID, to open up the program to the entire state and adds guardrails to prioritize the development of affordable housing. RHID provides a local government a financing tool to work with developers to address housing shortages. Governor Kelly said the best way to grow the economy is to make sure the workforce has access to affordable housing. And after landing some large economic development projects in our state, they must have the resources in place for workers to fill those roles, and that means making sure there is accessible housing in every corner of the state. She said she was pleased that the legislature came together to address this need for Kansans to keep the economy growing. In addition to Senate Bill 17, Governor Kelly also signed bills that included Senate sub for House Bill 2053, which creates a state-funded presidential primary to be held on March 19, 2024, and establishes voter registration and voting procedures for that election. House sub for Senate Bill 229 establishes a 9-member commission to study the compensation and benefits of legislative members and establishes compensation rates for state officials to make rates competitive and to entice more people to participate in public service leadership. Senate Bill 243 updates requirements and procedures for settlement agreements involving a minor. And House sub for Senate Bill 244 makes technical updates to several codes and statutes, including the Kansas General Corporation Code, the Business Entity Transactions Act, the Business Entity Standard Treatment Act, the Kansas Revised Uniform Limited Partnership Act, and the Kansas Uniform Partnership Act. In Nebraska news, a Minden man charged with sexually assaulting a teen has been sentenced to jail and probation. Kearney County District Court records show that 40-year-old Nicholas Steele was sentenced on Monday to 5 years probation and 60 days in jail on one count of attempted first-degree sexual assault, and he was also ordered to register as a sex offender. Steele pled no contest to the charge in January, which was reduced from first-degree sexual assault. An arrest affidavit has been sealed. However, a complaint outlining the charges said they stem from an incident that occurred last October and involved a 17-year-old. A driver with a history of DUIs is back behind bars after Nebraska police say he crashed into a parked vehicle with open alcoholic drinks in his van. And the Grand Island Police Department said this happened at East 12th and North Vine Streets on Saturday just after 1:30 a.m. Jose Severda Martinez was still in the driver's seat when the officers arrived, and according to police, he admitted multiple times to being drunk. Police reported that he also had bloodshot eyes and slurred speech and was giving off a heavy odor of alcohol. Savidra Martinez had a blood alcohol content of 0.204, which is 3 times the legal limit. A criminal record check revealed that he had 2 previous convictions for driving under the influence in 2008 and 2014, and his license had also been suspended. The Lincoln Police Department reported that they were called to a robbery in South Lincoln on Saturday where a woman had demanded money from a clerk manning the cash register. According to Lieutenant Justin Armstrong, the call came in around 9 p.m. and a 31-year-old female clerk had reported that a woman went into the Super C convenience store on 21st and G Streets and demanded cash while flashing a knife. The clerk gave the unidentified woman money from the register and she left the store. At this time, the Lincoln Police Department is not disclosing how much money was stolen, but they did say the robber is a woman in her 40s, and they said this is an active investigation. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that agricultural producers and private landowners can begin signing up for the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program now through May 26th. Among CRP enrollment opportunities, Grassland CRP is a unique working lands program allowing producers and landowners to continue grazing and haying practices while conserving grasslands and promoting plant and animal biodiversity as well as healthier soil. Dennis McKinney, the Farm Service Agency State Executive Director in Kansas, stated that Grassland CRP clearly demonstrates that agricultural productivity and conservation priorities complement and enhance one another. He said the strength of the program lies in its many benefits. The program helps producers and landowners produce and maintain diverse wildlife habitat, sequester carbon in the soil, and support sound, sustainable grazing. More than 3.1 million acres were accepted through the 2022 Grassland CRP sign-up from agricultural producers and private landowners. That sign-up, the highest ever for the program, reflects the continued success and value of investments in voluntary, producer-led, working lands conservation programs. The current total participation in Grassland CRP is 6.3 million acres, which is part of the 23 million acres enrolled in CRP opportunities overall. Since 2021, the USDA's Farm Service Agency, which administers all CRP programs, has made several improvements to Grassland CRP to broaden the program's reach, including creating two national priority zones to put focus on environmentally sensitive land, such as that prone to wind erosion, enhancing offers with 10 additional ranking points to producers and landowners who are historically underserved, including beginning farmers and military veterans, and leveraging the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program to engage historically underserved communities within tribal nations in the Great Plains. Landowners and producers interested in Grassland CRP or any other CRP enrollment option should contact their local USDA Service Center to learn more or to apply for the program before the deadline. Doctors on Call, a local production of Smoky Hills PBS, will feature Taylor Ziegler, DNP-FNP, with Camber Children's Mental Health in Hays. This episode will air at 7 p.m. today, Tuesday, April 25th, and will focus on children's mental health. Doctors on Call is a program that provides medical information on a variety of different topics, and medical professionals from throughout the state travel to Bunker Hill to provide information and answer questions from the viewing audience. The doctors presenting each week have expertise in the topic chosen for the program, and questions can be called in during the show or emailed prior to the broadcast. To submit questions electronically on a specific topic, viewers can send an email to doctors@shptv.org, and questions submitted through email must be received by noon on the day of the show. During the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788. A schedule of programs and past episodes is available at SmokyHillsPBS.org. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a guardrail maintenance and replacement project along U.S. 36 in eastern Phillips County. The work is being done at various locations on approximately 7 miles of U.S. 36, starting near E-300 Road and ending at the Smith County line. Most of the project activity will take place on the highway shoulder with minimal traffic impacts expected. However, occasional lane closures may be necessary at times, and traffic will be directed through those work zones by flaggers. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in November, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. A program to help breed trophy walleye fish for Kansas lakes and reservoirs has completed its work collecting eggs from fish at Kerwin Reservoir in Phillips County. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said natural reproduction for walleye can vary for a variety of reasons, and the breeding program helps ensure stable walleye populations across the state. Teams from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, students, and volunteers spent 8 days catching and releasing over 1,000 fish, and 28 million eggs were collected that are being sent to hatcheries at Pratt and Milford, with the program seeing around an 80% hatch rate. Funeral services for Dale Schultz, 74, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, April 26th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Tuesday, April 25th, also at the funeral home, and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton FFA and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have pizza roll-ups, tossed salad, pears, green beans, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken strips, whipped potatoes, French bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Texas straw hats, salad, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, at 1 p.m., the high school junior varsity golf at Smith Center, and at 2 p.m., the kindergarten vocal concert. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, showers are likely, mainly after 3 p.m., and some patchy fog between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy today with a high near 53 and an east wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation of 60%. For tonight, showers will be likely, mainly before 2 a.m., and it should be cloudy with a low around 40 and an east wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation tonight is 60%. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 1 p.m., should be mostly cloudy with a high near 62, and on Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 34. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that could be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 73. On Friday, there's a 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 56 and breezy. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 67. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 67. And on Monday, sunny with a high near 67. Currently with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is east at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.01. The dew point is 34 degrees, and the current wind chill is 33 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped Game 1 of the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-4 on Monday night down in the desert. Brad Keller got the start for the Royals and struggled once again. Keller was able to go just 4 innings against Arizona, allowing 4 runs on 4 hits. But he struggled mightily with command for the second straight start as he walked 6 Arizona batters. The Royals bullpen kept things in check all the way till the 8th, but Aroldis Chapman finally gave up his first run of the season as Arizona scored the go-ahead run, an infield grounder back to the pitcher, in the 8th. The Royals offense once again struggled to drive in runners on the night. While the team was able to score 4 runs, there was an opportunity for much more as the team went 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position and strained to 10 total men on base. The Royals will now turn to Brady Singer for a bounce-back start this evening in an attempt to get back into the win column. First pitch for Game 2 between the Royals and the Diamondbacks is sent for 8:40 p.m. from Chase Field in Arizona. Kansas Information Network News Sports, I'm Fulton Cap.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Injury, illness, COVID, substance use, or mental health concerns? There are many reasons Kansans leave their jobs. Thanks to a coordinated care team, you could be eligible to receive the tools and strategies needed to stay at work or return to work after an injury or illness and reap the rewards that come from meaningful employment. RetainWorks is funded by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. Visit RetainWorks.org for more.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO, Showtime. How many streaming services are you paying for? If only there was a way to track and cancel subscriptions easily. Well, there is. Just download the Rocket Money app. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up. From there, decide whether to keep it or cancel it with just a tap in the app. To find out more about Rocket Money, go to rocketmoney.com/save or download the Rocket Money app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Rocket Money, the money app that works for you.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, a disturbance that brought some areas of rain to parts of central and south-central Kansas is moving on off to the east. Moisture will be returning by this afternoon, and rain will increase again across western and south-central Kansas, where we desperately need some rainfall there. It looks like tonight into tomorrow, multiple rounds of showers and even a few embedded thunderstorms are anticipated as a trough emerges from the Rockies and moves across the southern high plains that will continue Wednesday night into Thursday. We get a break from the rain for a while Thursday, then another system with a cold front arrives with more chances of rain further south on Friday. For northwestern Kansas today, mostly cloudy with occasional rain, our high temperature in the upper 40s. Scattered showers, upper 50s in north central Kansas. Cloudy, mid-60s likely in the northeast part of the state. Showers or thunderstorms possible in southwest Kansas with a high in the low 50s. Rain in south central Kansas, our high 52, low 60s with rain in southeastern Kansas this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, a little weaker as far as the wholesale pork trade is concerned. Cash index for hogs a little bit stronger. but not much better. So probably a little weaker tone in the hog market. Cash cattle trade still yet to be determined as to where we're going to go this week after 175 trade last week, about a dollar lower in the Kansas trade. Over to the grain side, a weaker tone.